divisions in society even back then due to the Facebook algorithm. And I mean, those, looking back to 2018, those were simpler times, considering everything that's happened since then. But I thought it'd be interesting to revisit that little skit, as innocent fun as it was back then, because again, like I said at the top of the show, just think about those effects that it's pointing out, and now multiply those by 8 billion, the scale of the world, and that's what we're facing right now. I'm going to play you this skit right now. It's just a couple minutes long, and what it depicts is Facebook as a bartender, okay? And you're going to hear in this skit, the bartender tries to get people engaged in that particular way that only Facebook tends to get people engaged in the way they use that term. So here, let's listen to that skit, and then I'll have a couple of comments.
Hey, want to see a pic of my kid?
Nope. I'm heading out.
You want to stay for another drink?
Sorry, but this place kind of blows. I procrastinated long enough. I gotta get back to work.
Check it. Before you go, this guy says Bernie would have won.
Seriously? Right. Here's what I hate about Bernie Bros.
You want another drink?
Yeah, whatever. Bernie is a socialist. The idea that a Rust Belt voter would ever...
What do you know about Rust Belt voters? We're the real America. Bartender, another pitcher, please. We're going to be here a while.
Look, climate change is real. Did you even see Leonardo DiCaprio's documentary series?
Want to see a pic of my kid?
I'm tired of Hollywood elites telling us what to do. They should stick to acting.
They should stick to not sexually harassing. Hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Time's Up. Hashtag Boycott Hollywood.
Hey, take a joke, Snowflake. LOL.
Hey, I know it's problematic for me to say this as a straight white cis male, but check your privilege and show this beautiful goddess some respect.
You need to do something about the misogyny in here.
Absolutely. And we're doing everything we can to block people like that from coming in here. And if we can't do that, we don't deserve to serve you. Speaking of, may I serve you?
Hell yeah, you can.
You know, in Sweden, they don't even have a word for poverty.
Black lives matter.
No, blue lives matter.
And all lives matter. You both wrong.
I think you mean you are both wrong.
Hey, you want to see a pic of my kid?
Stop it! Look at what this place is doing to you. It's toxic.
Yeah, you're right. Should we leave?
Community.
Yeah, this is how I connect all my friends.
Hell of a business.
It's that sense of community. This is how I connect to all my friends. I love that skit because it just ends in complete pandemonium, which is essentially the society and the politics that Facebook and other big tech companies have built for us today. And I hope that you enjoyed that interview with Nick Coldry that delved into the roots of the problem and maybe some possibilities for how we can begin fixing it by looking into federated services and other possible solutions, which I hope to dive into in future episodes. But that's about all the time I have for you this evening. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the great Dave Mandel. I have some homework for you for next time. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And I wanted to end with a song by a Tectonic fan here in the New York area by Carlo Petrow. This song is called Kaizen, And it's a great pick for Tectonic. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Like I said, it was a continuous improvement to improve the product.
Continuous improvement.
Kaizen, that's what the Japanese call it.
Kaizen. In Japanese, sounds to me like a euphemism for trying to avoid devastatingly deadly responsibility of corporate executives.
And we're happy to continue to do so.
We're working with a vast array of experts in this field, and we are constantly looking at ways to improve the product. Kaizen, it's
continuous improvement.
You know, go from good to great.
That was the big push in the 80s.
I like the concept.
Kaizen. It gave me chills.
Feels good, right?
Feels good.
So it's a continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement?
Yes, sir.
Sounds like you could have and should have protected customers from these deadly devices.
So the answer is yes.
Yes. Yes, no.
Yes, but no.
You don't say. You do say.
You do say, yet.
You don't say.
Who did you say you were?
He didn't say.
And we need great companies that can endure through wave after wave after wave of creative destruction.
And any feedback, positive or negative, is greatly appreciated.
That seems fairly benign.
Are you taking enough risk?
What are you buying?
Crypto.
Are you being authentic?
Crypto.
Are you still learning?
Crypto.
What does over-delivering look like in your industry?
Crypto. Crypto.
It's about going from good to great.
Never stop.
We're moving forward.
Continue to be unapologetic.
Well, I'm glad we're coming up with some ideas and stuff.
You know, is everyone a mentor to you?
My mom was very encouraging, so there you go.
God, I wish
my mom was here.
My mother is in Denver, so she can't.
They're off. Good evening and welcome to another episode of It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel, following, as usual, hot on the heels of Mark Hurst's program, Tectonic. I'll be here till 8, and we're going to start tonight's show with a track that I have to confess, I amazingly, to my amazement, I was unaware of until recently, and of course it was one of the brilliant denizens of the WFMU comments board that alerted me to it. This is going to be a cover of the Henry Cow song "War," an amazing, really complicated, brilliant piece written by Anthony Moore and Peter Blegvad, and this is a version of that song done by The Fall. Yes, The Fall. How did I not know about this? So I'm going to play a cover version of Henry Cow's War, performed by The Fall. And then, what the heck, as long as I'm there, I will play Anthony Moore, who composed the music to the tune, also covered it, slightly different version of it, on one of his solo albums. So I'm going to play The Fall doing War, followed by Anthony Moore doing War. And here we go.
She split the air.
adventures of disgusting brows. And she spread the room. Cast a spell, a war was born.
She shakes her garina.
Right, you are. Anthony Moore and a cover of, can you call it a cover? It's his song. Cover of the Henry Cow track, War. And he actually wrote the music to it. And Peter Blegvad, the brilliant Peter Blegvad, I don't use that word lightly, wrote the lyrics, the words. And before that, we heard The Fall doing the same song, War, from their album Middle Class Revolt. Anthony Moore, recording of it, appeared on his album Flying Doesn't Help, a really good, well, I was going to say underrated. It was underrated. It was reissued a while back and seemed to suddenly, finally get a lot more attention. But for years, it was very under the radar, a very good album. And it was released under the name A. Moore, A period, M-O-R-E, right, where his name was actually M-O-O-R-E. So, and the funny thing is that I saw on Spotify, maybe, that it now is credited to Anthony Moore, his right name, and which is both good for him, I guess, and a little disturbing that they can just kind of rewrite history that way. You know what I mean? All right. And what am I going to play next? He asked out loud. Yes, I know. Now, last week, Mike Ratledge, the keyboard player in the Soft Machine, the original Soft Machine, passed away a couple of weeks ago. Very sad. A major, major figure in music history, in rock history, in prog history, all those things. And as I mentioned last week, I just kind of forgot to prep a Soft Machine track to play. I played a short one at the end of the show last week, but I'm going to play a more meaty. a more substantial Soft Machine track now. And this is a track that was written by Mike Ratledge, who again was a keyboard player in Soft Machine. And this comes from the album Fourth, F-O-U-R-T-H, which, yes, right, was their fourth album, and very different from the previous albums. Not only different because it had a different set of songs and a different cover and a different title, but also different stylistically. They started using reed players on the album, clarinet and sax and whatnot. So we're gonna hear a track from that. We're gonna hear a track called Teeth, and again, this is a Mike Ratledge composition. And R.I.P. just a little bit late. A little bit delayed, Mike Ratledge. We'll be right back. and The Soft Machine there, and a track from their fourth album called Fourth. A Mike Ratledge composition, and as usual, we hear The Soft Machine playing really fast in odd time signatures. And that album was the end of an era. I'm not going to get into whether it stopped being the real Soft Machine after that album, which some people claim, because that was the last album that Robert Wyatt drummed on. But we won't get into that. But a great record, and kind of end of an era for that band. Teeth. All right, then. I'm going to play a couple tracks in a row. Wow. Because they're both kind of short, on the short side, by standards of this show. First, we're going to hear from a Portuguese group, Petras Castras, and they were an early 70s band. We're going to hear something from a 1973 release from them. Weird sort of hybrid, which you got a lot in those days, kind of bluesy, actually, and bluesy orchestral, which is a kind of a weird combination, and maybe a Moody Blues influence. I don't know. You decide, as usual. So again, Petras Castras from Portugal, 73. After that, we're going to hear something newer, an Italian group. There's always got to be an Italian group. We're going to hear a band called Phoenix Again, and relatively recent, I think 2014, a track from a 2014 release from them, much cleaner and sort of 80s-ish sounding, in my opinion, but still proggy and good and all those things. So here we go, Petras Castras first.
Onde qualquer felenete afastado dos ilhos do nariz. Não, não é pra mim neste país. Mas quem é que vai que se fica sem levar o sofado de água? Gigantes que passeiam a importância e o papelão, inaugurando os guichos do engonço do gesto e do chapéu. Ainda há quem os ouça, quem os leia e se agradeça. Fontanária ideia. Thank you.
Very bombastic ending, unusual for an Italian prog group, he said ironically. That was the band Phoenix Again, and a heavy track, man, from a 2014 album called Look Out. They are Italian.
What?
No. We're gonna go to Argentina now, and here, oh man, this is really something. We're going to hear a track from a group called Alas, A-L-A-S, and, or maybe it's A-L-A-S as opposed to Alas. I actually don't know. I think it's the word Alas, not an acronym or an initialism. Anyway, this is something that was recorded originally in 1977. I don't remember the full story. I'm going to confess to you here, right here live on mic, but this was recorded in 1977, I know that, and I think it was just rarely heard, you know, obscure, not well-known at all, and was reissued a few years ago, and, you know, that changed everything. So we're going to hear a track from this group, Alas, again, from Argentina, and just watch out for one of the craziest bass players that ever lived. You've been warned.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. That's Alas, a group from Argentina, track from 1977 that was reissued in a couple of years ago, I think in 2022 is when it was reissued, a track called Pinta, the track title is A Quienes Sino, and yes, you are a great bass player, there's no question about that. All right, we're going to hear something from where exactly? We're going to go to upstate New York. We're going to come back a little bit closer to home here, closer to where I am anyway, and that is upstate New York. We're going to hear a track from a group called Wyxz. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. It's spelled W-Y-X-Z, and they're from upstate New York. I don't know much about them. I don't know. I can't pinpoint. I don't have a town for you, but I do know they're from upstate New York, and they also have really, not the thing I'm going to play, but they have put out at least one album or CD on the Tzadik label, John Zorn's label. I don't think this one was released on Tzadik. This is available on Bandcamp. And what else can I tell you about it? Not much. Hard, loud, math rock, I guess. Wyxz is who this is. We'll be right back. That's right. Wixes, and someone pointed out on the comments board, I think it was our friend Henry, but also I see now right on the Bandcamp page, it says how the name is pronounced. Wixes. I missed it, but now I can see. I was blind and all that. Now, this next piece, which is going to be the last thing I play tonight, is something I was debating. You know, life's tough, ladies and gentlemen. I was debating earlier today whether this track was proggy enough, was appropriate to play on the show tonight, and I decided it wasn't really. But now I see that it fits exactly into the amount of time I have left. And it's kind of proggy. Also, the band is from China, from Shanghai, and I don't play much Chinese music, so that's that. We're going to hear something from Cold Fairyland, and this will take us to the end of the show. And this is going to do it, folks, for me, anyway. Thanks for listening. See you next time. You're tuned, of course, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stashu's next, followed by Daniel Blumen. Don't go anywhere. Falling.
never dark has fallen. You know the spirit of the party starts to come alive till the day is dawning. You can throw out all the blues and sit the city lights, cause the music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night. You need the evening action, a place to dine, a glass of wine, a little late romance, it's a chain reaction. You'll see the people of the world coming out to dance, cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night. So come on out tonight and we'll lead the others on a ride through paradise. And if you feel alright, then we can be lovers, cause I see the starlight look in your eyes. And don't you know we can fly? Just give me the night. Give me the night. And I'll give you another episode of the Dance With Me Stanley Show.
If you want to be a successful enchanter, you must be able to generate dynamic magnetic impulses at will and project easily emotional force with tremendous intensity. In order to obtain your desires, you must discipline your subconscious, leash the powerful forces of your emotions, and when you do, you'll free your spirit. Before you will ever be able to influence your environment, you must take command of yourself. Only then will you be able to exert a never-ending control over others. The bridge to your inner core is the self-fascination ritual. This ritual is a traditional part of witchcraft and must be performed regularly Tuesdays and Fridays for 3 months, once each year. It never fails. To begin, bathe in warm water fragrant with passion flowers.
We'll be right back. values.
Oh, boy, do I have a special treat for you. We're gonna sing along. We're gonna sing along today. Are you ready? Oh, I'm gonna post the lyrics. I'm gonna post the lyrics. All you have to do is sing along.
Be performed regularly Tuesdays and Fridays for 3 months, once each year. It never fails. To begin, bathe in warm water, fragrant with passion flowers. In a semi-darkened room, stand naked inside a circle of ground dry seahorse. Light a coral candle. Now, raise your arms high over your head.
Everybody at home, whenever dark has fallen, you know the spirit of the party starts to come alive until the day is dawning. You can throw out all the blues and hit the city lights, cause the music in you and lots of love in you. Give me the night. Give me the night. Loving action, a place to dynamite. It's a chain reaction. You see the people of the world coming out to dance, cause there's music